Now we have a profile of Tad Worku, a musician and ER nurse whose music offers some hope amid a global pandemic.
It feels like the entire world has been thrown into an emergency department.
That's Tad Worku, a musician turned trauma nurse whose day job at the Loma Linda University Health Emergency Room has gotten tangled up with his music in this time of pandemic. Worku is the son of Ethiopian immigrants to the United States. He got his start in music playing trumpet, but quickly moved on to guitar and piano.
After I graduated from college, my dream was just to kind of make it as a professional musician. So I moved out to San Francisco and started doing these open mic shows. And what had happened was I got an opportunity at one of the open mic shows to headline my own concert.
That concert led to connections in the San Francisco music scene. Eventually, Worku was on the brink of going on tour through a grant that would fund him and his new album. But that grant came with stipulations.
They had funded my pop album, but the stipulation was no religious, no political music funded in the grant I had been given.
That was a problem.
And so I had just written this song, Love Is All, and it kind of really kind of went to the soul of what I wanted to say musically, and it was definitely in the vein of Christian. And so as I wrestled with that, I really had to come to terms with, like, how can I accept the grant and kind of follow this path that I feel I'm called to follow.
Worku ended up turning down the grant.
So I remember walking out of the studio that day and just standing there and really thinking, you know, this is it. Like, I don't have any songs. I don't have any music. I shelved my album. Nobody's going to come give me funding again. So I think this is it.
So, with music seemingly behind him, Worku went looking for a different career path. After considering his options, he enrolled in a nursing program, and that led to him working in the ER. Working as a nurse in high-stress situations actually helped his songwriting. That led to his latest album, Love Is All, where he talks about some of his experiences working in the emergency department.
There's a song on the album called Love Remains, and I wrote it after I had my first patient. I just trained in trauma. I was by myself in trauma, and I had my first patient die. And I remember going home and just grappling through, like, what do I do with that? Do I harden my shell a little bit? How do I not get jaded in this place where I'm looking at the pain and suffering of life? Love
remains. He was about to go on tour for this new album when the coronavirus epidemic started to kick into gear, but he wasn't devastated by this.
So it definitely was disappointing, and it definitely was difficult to kind of process through. But underneath all of that, I had peace. I actually think the music is meant for a season like this more than it is just for me to go on tour.
Worku says his roles as both an ER nurse and a musician give him a unique perspective on the pandemic.
And so those experiences for me that were my personal wrestle, my personal kind of struggle through, what do you do with that? Now there's almost a collective struggle with that. And so I think a lot of the songs on the album almost speak to the spirit that the whole world is in right now, you know? That's the realization of why I got into it in the first place.
Worku says he doesn't know when the tour will be rebooked, but he hopes his music will provide some hope for people until it is.
In the meantime, let me be a blessing however I can.
Love is always patient. Love is always kind. Love is always hoping for the better part of life.
Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.